producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, hi everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you got your tickets for Star Wars. If you didn't, you might be waiting until next year. It comes out December 18th. And believe it or not, once it was popped on the screen during Monday Night Football, box offices blew up across America. Shows you the popularity of the Star Wars movies. No movie, but the real thing, we've been talking about this, whether or not the Coruscant group, the leader of that group, was killed in an airstrike. It's always such a mystery trying to unravel which bad guys we got when they're hit. The leader of the Al-Qaeda group allegedly very much bent on killing Westerners, maybe dead himself, thanks to an airstrike over the weekend. Al Nasser, a Saudi citizen whose real name is Mohsin Abdullah Ibrahim, was the highest-ranking member of the Coruscant group. Really, veterans of the Al-Qaeda jihadi variety, which had moved into Syria. That's the big difference. So was he killed in an airstrike heading into last weekend or not? That's the big question. He once was the chief financial officer of the group. He was designated a specially designated global terrorist by the U.S. Treasury. Fifth senior Coruscant group leader killed in the last 4 months. If, in fact, it is really true, this would be a huge blow, because he had a big fat role in the finances overall, organizing recruits to travel, all that kind of stuff. Long time jihadist. Knew how to funnel the money to freedom fighters for that cause, which freedom is a weird word to use, for Al-Qaeda anyway, moving the money all over the place. Could be gone. It looks like the more it's talked about, the more it's a reality. They believe that they nailed the Coruscant group, one of the Coruscant group leaders. So, bravo, a target, a really big, big target that needed to be swatted away, and it was. In the meantime, the Joe Biden clock is tick, 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 ticking. It looks like he's making lots of phone calls and talking to lots of people, and there's lots and lots of speculation, but that's all it is at this point, speculation. No for sures at this moment. 1 second he's in, 1 second he might not be in, 1 second he, oh, who knows. So there is definitely a weird, fevered pitch about this whole Joe Biden thing and whether or not he's going to declare and jump into the Democratic fray. He must have a pile of journalists packing him. Now he knows what it's like to be a Kardashian. I mean, seriously. Because somebody wants to break the story first as to whether or not Joe Biden is in. That's always the thing. That's the reason. Is he in? Is he not in? Which is it? While the Democrats decide who's on target and who's not even in the middle of the race, Donald Trump has had his best showing in the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. 25%, he's up 4 points in a month. Ben Carson at 22 points. So it's still the same duo at the top of the polls. it's interesting that the career politicians really aren't showing up, other than Marco Rubio, 13%. Ted Cruz has 9%. Jeb Bush, 8%. And then it goes from there. So Trump continues to poll higher than anybody else. What does it say? Without a doubt, somebody who's thinking of running, who's not a career politician, may have a better chance than anybody else. Which is why Donald Trump is getting a lot of attention. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we can count. It's all about the numbers. We'll certainly check the mailbag as well. And talking about Democrats, Hillary Clinton had her say about Alabama and voting rights. Check this out.
Now, everything that I want to do as your president to build on our Democratic presidents who've gone before can't be done if folks won't vote or can't vote. We have to defend the most fundamental right in our democracy, the right to vote. I know that you've got a real struggle on your hands in this state right now over that. I want you to remember, when you vote, when anyone votes, your vote matters as much as anybody else's. Now, we may be up against super PACs and billionaires, but when the election comes around, Donald Trump and the Koch brothers, for all their money, they only get one vote each, just like everybody else. One person, one vote. That's what we believe. No one should be able to take that vote away. That's why we cannot turn away, close our eyes from all of the attacks on voting rights that are happening right now. Now, here in Alabama, without the right kind of ID, it's nearly impossible to vote. And I followed when Governor Bentley and his administration announced plans this month to close 31 driver's license offices across the state. They include every single county where African Americans make up more than 75% of registered voters. And the closings will make getting driver's licenses and personal identification cards much harder for many African Americans, particularly the elderly, erecting a big barrier to voting. As many of you have said, and as your Congresswoman eloquently said on this stage just moments ago, this is wrong. 50 years after Rosa Parks sat and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. marched and John Lewis bled, it is hard to believe that we are back having this same debate about whether or not every American gets a chance to vote and exercise his right.
Hang with us. Coming up next, Mailbag.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. station. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I need someone to hang my head without showing you. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break through.
Time to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Many of you wanted to talk about politics. There were some other things on your mind as well. So on that note, let's check the mail back.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
First one up, thank you for that, is Bernie, who says, K. Donald Trump, there is something to this whole polling thing. I don't know why people poo-poo Donald Trump. Because if he was so bloody awful and everybody hated him so much, who is picking him in these polls? They are samplings. And if he wasn't the guy, then it would be Rand Paul. I think these politicians are just a wee bit jealous of Trump because people are paying attention to him. Well, he's the target. I mean, he knows that, but he's always been the target, even in other aspects of his life. And sure, I would think, listen, if I were a senator, and just a couple of years ago, everybody was telling me when I was elected with a landslide victory in the midterms how fabulous I was and how I needed to run for president, and I kept thinking about it and talking to everybody for years. And then when the time comes, bam, I declare I'm running for president. Then all of a sudden Donald Trump comes in and messes things up because he has tilted the board. What happens, how far it goes, I can't predict that far into the future. But there's no question you cannot say he has not had an impact. I mean, he has. And he's forced some of these politicians to talk about things that they'd rather not talk about. But because he's peeled it open, they have to. That's probably the biggest kick in the teeth that the people around the politicians especially don't like. I mean, definitely. All right, here's another one about electing people. This one from Jules, who says, Kate, I really think the Democrats are in for a big surprise. I know it seems like it's the Wild West of candidates in all directions, but I just can't imagine after two terms of Obama that anybody would vote in anybody like Obama, a.k.a. Hillary Clinton, or perhaps even worse, Bernie Sanders. Regardless, to me, there's nobody in the Republican, there's nobody that the Republican Party has to fear, really. I think it's just a question of which Republican stands out among the rest. And when do we get to the point where they're not beating each other up? Yeah, that's always the dicey thing. That's why personal attacks, you got to be careful about them in one way. Because what happens when all of a sudden you're not the last guy standing? It's been interesting to watch. It has been. And I would say that, boy, based on the conversation I have off, conversations I've had off the air, that people are absolutely beyond frustrated, and they definitely don't want, it just feels like nobody wants a career politician in there. But there's curveballs. How do you explain Bernie Sanders? How do you explain Ben Carson? Now, Bernie Sanders, career politician, but breaks from everybody else. Ben Carson, not a career politician, soft-spoken, at times tangled up in some of the questions he's asked, but definitely authentic. And not a reality star like Donald Trump, which I think that bugs some people. I don't know. I think the most interesting times are ahead, my friends, to see what really goes down when we're talking about Iowa, when we're talking about New Hampshire, when we're deep into the primaries. I mean, really, to me, that's the gig. I want to see how many people come out, number one, to vote. I mean, it always sounds to me like so many people are interested in it. It's just everybody's talking about politics this time around. But I've said that before in this show. The whole time I've done this, I've said that. So maybe it's my hope that people are interested in what's going on with our country, because it's your money, it's my money, it's our votes, it's our country. Remember, the people in Washington just represent us. They're public servants. I think sometimes there is a disconnect and people forget. I want the best public servants. That's what I want. And I want them for representation for all the states and for the presidential campaigns, as far as they're concerned. So I keep saying that. I think it's very tough to judge this, except for the crave out there for authenticity. Whoever you believe to be authentic, that's the dealio. Let's move on to Chuck. Kate, I have to tell you, you were talking about new movies coming out. You mentioned Star Wars, James Bond, and a couple of others high on my list. Would you be interested in the Steve Jobs movie? Will you go and see that one this time around? Did you see the last one? I am fascinated by Steve Jobs, although he had a horrible reputation, and anyone trying to portray him as a loved figure had no idea what he was like personally. And that's a great question, because I do want to see the new Steve Jobs movie. He wasn't a liked character from a lot of people's different points of view. I mean, he's known as the guy who shook up Apple, who came up with just a stroke of brilliance in hooking all the products together. And he has massive, notable quotes. I was looking at some quotes from, it's funny that I got that email, I was looking at some quotes from Steve Jobs the other day. innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower. Being the richest man in the cemetery doesn't matter to me. Going to bed at night saying we've done something wonderful, that's what matters to me. So for the movie, the new movie coming out, it's getting kind of mixed reviews. I mean, it's getting a lot of play. And the whole thing is Michael Fassbender plays Steve Jobs, and he doesn't try to play him. So, like, if you saw the first one, which I did see that, it was, what's his name? He used to be married to Demi Moore. It's going to escape me now. And I can't think of his name. I'll think of it. But anyway, he played Steve Jobs in the first biopic of him, and he looked like him. They really made him look like him, and he did the kind of brooding that you would see from these snippets of Steve Jobs. But I don't think that's, this one is not about that. This one's a little bit different. This Jobs is, this whole picture of him is different and does show the dark side maybe even a little bit more. And I was also reading something about Walter Isaacson, who was his official biographer, and he described him as a creative entrepreneur whose passion for perfection, there's your key, and ferocious drive revolutionized six industries: personal computers, animated movies, music, phones, tablet computing, and digital publishing. And, you know, he's right about that, but you hear the one part, passion for perfection. So he drove himself crazy with that, with the whole, again, with the whole push to be perfect, to have everyone around him be perfect. So the long-winded answer to the question is, yeah, I do want to see that. And I think I mentioned that, and maybe that's why you asked me that question. I think I mentioned that in one of the movie reviews, that one was coming up, and that could be pretty huge. And I think it will be. I think Fassbender may have nailed him. Maybe. Let's get another one in here. This one is from Sam I M. Hi, Kate. I promise I'll call the show soon. I miss talking to you. I have to tell you that in looking at what's happening with the Republicans, I agree with you. I've heard you say several times, how does Jeb Bush continue to stay in there when he keeps getting lousy numbers in the polls? Doesn't he eventually bail on this whole thing? It's like a wild circus ride for him. Yeah, more like a nightmare for him. Stay with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed. to Alex Jones, has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
They'll be spread out there forevermore. Said the sun is behind the fallen. It's how the creatures eat their paws and lay their heads on my decision.
Boy, that's a tough song to interrupt, isn't it? I gotta say, I'm enjoying that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big news in all of the back and forth over Planned Parenthood. In Texas, they're saying, oh no, Texas cut off Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood. There was some outrage, and then there was some applause on all sides of this. There were lots of signs. I know I saw them. Don't mess with Texas women. And, you know, the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tried to defend the decision. And I don't think that we have seen the last of this argument. Let's put it that way. And we know on the Hill this is obviously one of the big things that's being discussed, Planned Parenthood, over what happens at Planned Parenthood and where does most of the funding go and all that kind of important stuff when it comes to decisions that are being made on a lot of different programs. But the Planned Parenthood one is definitely been batted around again and again on all sides of it. And so this is just one different aspect when we're talking about, you know, Texas. So we move from that, which is hanging in the balance as far as they're concerned in Washington, D.C., to yet another hacked account. We should just have a segment called Hacked Again. So what's really wild is when you have people of national prominence or people with big-time government ties or people in the government, for that matter, that get hacked into. It doesn't really give you a warm and fuzzy feeling about the rest of our chances of being okay when it comes to our personal information. So the FBI is looking into claims that CIA Director John Brennan's personal AOL email, yeah, they still have AOL, was hacked. There was an anonymous hacker who spoke to the New York Post and claimed to have breached Brennan's personal account and had posted documents online, including a list of email addresses purportedly from Brennan's contact file. So the CIA, all they're saying is, we're aware of the reports that have surfaced, and we're referring the matter. We know about the reports, and we're referring the matter. In other words, yeah, holy cow, they hacked into his personal account, or what? And so here's the thing. His email account has a spreadsheet of people, senior intelligence officials, their Social Security numbers. So did they redact the numbers in the versions posted? That's unclear. You know, when people visit the White House and other places like that, they have, you know, when it's a secured facility, they're required to supply their Social Security number. So Brennan could have been forwarding a list of invitees to the White House when he was President Obama's counterterrorism advisor, all kinds of things, before he became the CIA director in 2013. And then they also claimed to have breached a Comcast account belonging to Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson. Nobody's safe. Nobody is safe. But the Social Security numbers being posted, that's disastrous. Once they're posted, forget about it. You have to jump all over that, because once somebody has them, you are in big, big trouble. Speaking of being in big, big trouble, from a hack attack giving government officials a near heart attack, the Air Force is looking into punishment for pilots grounded over these Miley Cyrus lyric texts. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, they're getting involved in a case of several pilots who were exchanging text messages referencing Miley Cyrus's songs, but were seen by their commanding officers as evidence of drug activity. Yeah, how about that? Some people complained that the punishment is too excessive. Air Force Chief of Staff General Mark Welsh last week directed the military's Inspector General to look into whether this was going on at Laughlin Air Force Base. And the whole thing with Walsh is he's like that no-nonsense guy. So they concluded that the pilots were distributing drugs based only on the text messages, which refer to ecstasy by its sheet name, Molly. We know that. And include the Miley Cyrus lyrics, "We like to party, dancing with Molly, doing whatever we want." So these pilots passed drug tests, but they know what the lyrics are about. And they say the commanders are expected to hold people accountable for their actions while ensuring due process and equitable treatment are appropriately applied in every case. That sounds like such jargon, doesn't it? It is jargon. And of course it's serious, because nobody wants to get in trouble with that and not know what their pilots are doing. So they do have to understand what that means. They have to. There's no question. And there's details, but there's details they're not sharing. I'd be curious as to who is selling what. I mean, are the pilots going to be reinstated? Are they going to be discharged cleanly? What are they going to decide to do? Because this really began about a year ago. And what happened was, it was started by a separate investigation into an inappropriate relationship between one of the grounded pilots and a female student pilot, is what they're saying. Then, in the course of the investigation, there were the texts related to drugs. So you never know what's going to trip you up, right? Never know. Speaking of being tripped up, as we kind of do this in and out thing here, you have a Republican senator who ripped the Environmental Protection Agency and refused to take part in an upcoming hearing on the administration's role in international climate negotiations ahead of that whole thing in Paris next month. The Tuesday hearing was pitched as a joint hearing between the Committee on Environmental and Public Works and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The hearing now is expected to be held only by one group and featuring just one witness. So now that has infuriated a few people. Republicans wanted to question top environmental policy people on their intentions. And so, of course, it makes sense because this is before Paris. Once that word gets out, oh, no, we don't want to do that. And I think that's what that's really about. This Paris Agreement. And they say it's going to mirror the Kyoto Agreement, which the U.S. didn't ratify. And required a big-time commitment to the international community. So what's different this time around? By the way, the White House did say 81 companies have signed on to the American Business Act. Why do you care? That's the climate pledge. So Intel, Coca-Cola, Google, Walmart, etc., they promised to advocate for a strong climate deal ahead of the negotiations. I mean, you're Walmart, that company, they're negotiating for that. They're pushing for that. Coca-Cola's pushing for that. What do you think? We go back to the same question. Is it a bunch of hooey, or is there something more to this? There's a Chicken Little, the sky is falling. As somebody said to me the other day, it depends on what scientist you talk to and what time of day. It's kind of like when someone's a witness or when someone's on trial and there's expert witnesses who testify. And they can spin anything to make it sound like, oh, you're kidding me, in any direction. That's for sure. So there's a little bit of spin going on here, for sure. For sure, for sure. Climate change or no climate change? The business of going green and the business of we can't afford green. I like to ask that question a lot, and we've had some guests who have posed that. What happens when you can't afford it? What happens if you can't afford these green initiatives? How are you going to light up your house? How are you going to get your kids off to school? There's a lot of how questions. How are you going to? I think that's scary. If you're going to come up with an alternative, it has to be affordable. Maybe that's the problem. It always sounds so good, but when you stand it on its own, it's not good. Coming up, numbers, numbers, numbers. Another version of We Can Count.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets, and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Time for another version of We Can Count. Two is the number. Secret Service is the game. Ben Carson and Donald Trump need protection. Are you surprised? That's a big upgrade for both of them who didn't have Secret Service detail before. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic frontrunner, has had Secret Service protection since leaving the White House as First Lady in 2001, but her detail was upgraded by the new agency MOVE. There have been a number of threats to Ben Carson, death threats, terrorist chatter, that kind of stuff. And the same with Donald Trump. So Secret Service protection, they decided, was a must. And they both now have gotten it. With ISIS and others, they're monitoring what's being said. And especially when you look at Donald Trump, how many people have been going to the Trump rallies? Mobs of people, which is high energy and fabulous, until it's not so fabulous when there is somebody there all of a sudden that wants to go after Donald Trump. So both of them now have coverage. And as I mentioned, Hillary Clinton's coverage was beefed up even more. And this is part of that whole drama of running, where you're traveling to, all that kind of stuff. Let's jump to another number. This is an interesting number. Now, I went through today and I looked at lots of different ways to skin this cat, because there always is. And I thought we got to mix in some politics here and mix in a few other things, too, including the fact that this Oscar Pistorius, he is like persona non grata, which some say is so deserved. He's the double amputee Olympic runner who captivated everyone's attention and heart, frankly, until he fatally shot his girlfriend in 2013. He was released from prison and placed under house arrest. And what does that mean? That means that they're paying attention. He served nearly a year of his 5-year sentence for manslaughter. The murder trial of Pistorius has generated massive international interest. And the decision to release Pistorius a day early and at night appeared to have been predicated on the challenges and the spectacle of a large television gathering of crew and journalists that were trying to catch a glimpse of Pistorius on his way out of prison. So nobody will get the shot of the 28-year-old who, while on bail during his trial, stayed at his uncle's swank mansion in a suburb of Pretoria. So I guarantee he will continue to be stalked now that he's out, because now he's out in the open. And much, much easier to get to. You know, we talk about the cost of immigration. I saw a story today about the cost of immigration in Maryland. About 250,000 illegal immigrants lived in Maryland in 2012, according to the Pew Research Center. They made up 4.3% of the state's population. The annual cost to Maryland's taxpayers estimated at $1.9 billion. That's according to the information from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. That deficit was calculated before state revenue from illegal immigrants totaling how many millions was counted. So illegal immigration in Maryland, they broke it down. $1.3 billion went to education. $230 million went to health care. $47.5 million public assistance. $177 million to justice and law enforcement. Wow. What a pattern. That's a crazy pattern, if you think about it. And see, that's the problem. How much money are you bleeding in your hometown until you're bled out? Which would be no good. And I didn't realize this until I saw this as I was kind of surfing around before I jumped on the air. You know, we've been talking about droughts and the effect of the drought in California. Well, how about a water level that dropped, and a 400-year-old church that came up instead, which is crazy. Yeah, a 16th-century church coming from the waters of a Mexican reservoir. The drought has caused the water level to fall 82 feet in this reservoir that revealed a church that was flooded during construction of a dam about 40 years ago. Wow. The Temple of Santiago is the name of it. The building is about halfway visible in the watershed of the river. It's not the first time the church has resurfaced. In fact, the water level grew so low in 2002 that people could actually walk inside. Wow, they came, they hung out, they did business. Craziness. I mean, this is a church that goes back to colonial times, which is wild. Conquistadors. And the settlers revolting. Think about that. There's some pretty big juicy numbers, isn't it? I just think it's wild that you could have walked in that church and then all of a sudden it's flooded again and you can't go near it. But that's what happens. How about this? This is the big story. California, they're pushing ammo background checks. This is a big deal. Gun control advocates are launching a new regulatory media campaign in California to impose first-in-the-nation instant background checks for ammunition sales. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democratic candidate for governor in 2018, joined the Law Center to prevent gun violence. In announcing this initiative just last week, it would require owners to turn in large capacity mags and what would happen then, those mags would hold 11 rounds or more and they would report it when their weapons were stolen. But the most controversial provision would handle ammo sales like gun sales by requiring point-of-sale background checks for ammunition buys. Dealers also would need a license similar to those required to sell firearms. New York backed off a similar measure. California would be the first state to enact that kind of a background check. Fair or foul? If it is successful, four states, Connecticut, Illinois, Massachusetts, and New Jersey, require ammunition purchasers, to get permits ahead of time. So then that would have to happen. It's interesting, and part of this is because of the high-profile killings nationwide, and three in the San Francisco Bay Area that were tied to stolen guns. And I think that's what really kicked in, okay, we need to do something. So what does it mean? It means waiting periods. And Newsom said last week, hey, this stuff doesn't have to happen. He was responding to comments made by Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush about a mass murder on an Oregon college campus. When he said, we have the ability to step in with some common sense, we have the ability to protect our families. The NRA reacted, by the way, saying, this effort would chip away at the Second Rights Amendments of all Americans. What do you think? Flip me an email, americatonight.net.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.